The Breeze Waikato with Stu and Camille. Pat Benatar and Hit Me With Your Best Shots. 24 minutes past 8. Don't walk your dog around Lake Naroto. It's bad. Outbreak of cyanobacteria at the moment. And it's gross. And there's fish dying. Ducks aren't very happy. Yucky. I'd probably stay away from that.
There's a photo on the front cover of the Waikato Times today, which will
make you not want to go anywhere near it.
Pretty much, eh?
Yeah, it's a bit gross.
You know, it's so hot at the moment, and it's so hard to get motivated to do exercise, like going for a walk around the lake, actually.
Oh, I find it hard going for a run in 30-degree days in the afternoon.
So hard. But it's easier when you are in a group with other people.
Yep.
And two people who are actually getting people moving more and more is Ren and Jen from Shimu's in Morrinsville. They're kind of like an online exercise-y kind of place.
Yep.
And they won two awards the end of the year last year, the New Zealand Industry Exercise Awards, because what they do is they work in the postpartum space, supporting mums to get back into exercise safely. And they've got thousands of women on their books, on their programs. And we thought we'd ring Ren and congratulate her. What an incredible achievement, winning not just one, but two awards.
Oh, it was huge. It was such an emotional night. It was the first time we'd been nominated for an award at the New Zealand Industry Exercise Awards. So to win two, we were just excited to be there. We had our family there who have supported us from day one, and just, I guess more than anything, it's just reassurance that you're on the right track, because the top people in the exercise world have viewed our product. They've been mystery shoppers.
Oh, have they really?
Really reassuring that we're on the right track. And I think when you're in your own business, you can spend a lot of time, you know, slogging away, hoping that you're, you know, making a difference. But this was real great reassurance that we are. So we're real proud.
That's awesome.
How rewarding is doing what you do?
Oh, honestly, Stuart, it doesn't feel like a job. When you hear from women that are feeling better physically, mentally, emotionally, it just totally spins both mine and Jenna's tires. It's just, we love what we do. It doesn't feel like a job.
You're changing women's lives,
you
though.
Are.
You really are. Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah, it is. We love it. We just love it. Yeah,
the thing with me that gets me, because we've known you for a few years now, and when you first started, it was before children. And then obviously you've had to tailor make what your, I call it a product, because it is a product. Your regime has got to work in with your children and your lives now.
And lifting babies above your head and your muscles.
You've made it a part of it. And that's what I love about She Moves, is that, you know, you've incorporated. It's hard for women with children to exercise.
It is.
And even as they get older, it's not like they suddenly start looking after themselves, do they?
Yes. No. It is hard. And I think that's a huge part of the product, I guess you could say. We have, our kids are often in the videos. It's just what you see is what you get. It's raw. It's real. Sometimes it goes really well. Other times we're making a ham sandwich or taking someone off to the toilet. Like it's chaos.
Or breastfeeding midway through exercises.
Yes. And last week she was like, "What, you know, guys, this is just what happens sometimes." She was taking the postnatal workout. She was like, "I'm sure many of you have done, are probably doing this as well. I'm just going to put my boob out."
Yep. Which I just,
amazing girl.
It's so real and it's honest, and I think this is a conversation that more of us women need to be okay with having. When you have a baby, your body changes and stuff doesn't necessarily work, and your pelvic floors are gone, and then things start falling out.
It doesn't
out
come back to where it was.
We all know these people, and then you're jumping on trampolines or you're sneezing and things are changing, but you guys can help turn that around.
Yes, absolutely. So we have been on such a big journey over the past few years. So we've now got 5 kids between us. As you said, Camille, when we started this journey, we didn't have kids.
Yep.
Then we had our first babies and we had this massive wake-up call of, oh my gosh, we're qualified trainers, but we know nothing about how to train a postnatal body because it's not covered in your standard certification. So both Jen and I went on this huge learning journey, learning all about how to train a postnatal body, a prenatal body, and since then our product has changed in a huge way to help mums return to exercise safely, because in New Zealand you get clearance at 6 weeks to exercise.
But we
kind of think, you know, I always explain to people, you think about if you go in for a knee surgery. After you have that knee surgery, you're going to have rehab, you're going to have
weeks and weeks of it.
It's going to be a slow and steady journey to get back into what you were doing. You're not just going to go running or to the gym. And having a baby should be treated exactly the same, if not way more.
Yes.
I mean, you know, it's like Camille, a pregnancy is a huge deal, birth is a huge deal, and you need to recover and return back to exercise slow and steady.
All right, Renee, thank you so much. Congratulations to you and Jen from She Moves. We've talked on over the years, and I just love the fact that they're doing so many cool things, especially after lockdown last year.
Yes.
Just a way
really
to,
stepping up.
They're just incredible women, they really are. And support from their families as well.
Yes, yeah. And they do it with normal things happening around them too, which is what really appeals to me too, you know, because exercise isn't always perfect.
No. Right, news on the way in just a sec. Developers at Lockerbie Estate are seeking approval for rezoning more land for more homes in Morrinsville. This is going to be huge. 1,200 homes might be turning up. Soul food on the way.
And soul food, if you're lacking energy, a couple of sneaky tricks to help you get through and give yourself a bit of a lift today.
That's next at The Breeze.